On the record.
Good afternoon. My name is Marisha Childs. My pronouns are she, her. We are on the record. Today's date is Monday, June 30th, 2025. The time is 3:05 p.m. This is the time set aside for tow appeal hearing, cause number 1250119. This is a tow appeal hearing that was filed at the request of appellant Kelly Schabel. I am not certain, but I see a phone that says, "I, Kelly, if you can, please take yourself off of mute. Identify yourself for the record. State and spell your first and last name and your pronouns, please."
Okay. I'm Craig Hipple. Kelly did the thing for me. My name's spelling is CraigHipple. And I am the actual owner, but not the registered owner. The thing is the truck was stolen.
Well, she'll get to that. She's trying to get to who's here first.
Oh, and Kelly's here also, by the way.
Who?
Kelly's the one that did this for me to help me with this, because I'm not really that computer savvy, so.
Okay. Kelly, you identify yourself for the record, please.
Kelly Schabel, K-E-L-L-Y-S-C-H-A-B-L-E, she, her.
Okay, thank you. Who's the owner? Craig Hipple is the owner, and Kelly Schabel is the driver.
She's a licensed driver
and a friend. And able to navigate computer things that he struggles with. And that's why it's in my name and not... That's why the hearing was put in my name and not his.
Okay.
Because it just got too confusing for him.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. Let me just kind of go through my spiel. And then I will get to the vehicle ownership, because I do see that that was an issue, and you were sent notice that a hearing was going to be bifurcated. So I will give me one moment and I will get back to vehicle ownership. So this is a tow appeal hearing that was filed at the request of appellant. And at this point you were both listed as appellant, Kelly Schabel, as well as Craig Hipple. Now I know the correct spelling, because I think it was entered incorrectly. Somebody entered it. It says Kelly or Craig Heil, but it looks like the two things were left off.
I tried to spell correct that.
Yeah, I saw that. Go ahead.
Okay. So this hearing is being audio recorded. Although we're on Zoom, it's just the audio that is being recorded. The audio will be available on the city's website. Considering that there is a holiday coming up, I'm going to say probably by this time next week, there will be audio available of this hearing on the city's website. I'm a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow this vehicle to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether the tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural notice requirements have been satisfied. And two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures.
Okay.
So let's see. Did you receive the statement of rights in this case, either one of you or both of you?
I did.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I can't have you both talking at the same time. I know you guys are both there together. And the other thing I would ask you to not do is speak when I'm speaking. I will let you know when I have a question that needs an answer. It will be very obvious that I'm asking somebody a question. It's just difficult to understand who is saying what when people are speaking over each other. So I want to make sure that the record is very clear as to who is speaking and who is answering a question. So just try to be mindful that you are not speaking over one another and that you're not speaking over me either. Okay?
Okay.
Of course.
Thank you. So I use the same online case filing system that's available to the parties, And, oh, I know what I was going to say. And let me finish this thought. And I see that there have been 7 documents that have been uploaded into the case filing system. These 7 documents are not part of the record yet, but I would like to make them part of the record by admitting them into the record. Do either one of you have any objection to me admitting exhibits 1 through 7 into the record, Mr. Hipple?
Which 1 through 7? Is that the police reports?
That is all the documents that have been uploaded in this case.
Okay, I have no objection to it, no.
Okay, Ms. Schaible.
No objection.
Okay, great. Thank you. The other thing is I noticed, so this hearing, the hearing request, the city, PPB, Portland Police Bureau, is the other side. That's the city bureau that towed your vehicle. They are not here at this hearing. If a party fails to show for a hearing, nobody automatically wins or automatically loses. So there is no you win by default or you lose by default. We simply move forward with the hearing in that party's absence, and any evidence that that party uploads is simply read into the record as if they were providing oral testimony. So when I scroll through this case, I see that the notice of hearing, and that's Exhibit 4, that document provides when the hearing is scheduled, the date and time, and it was sent to the parties on June 26, 2025. And it says that the hearing is scheduled for Monday, June 30th, 2025 at 3 p.m. That notice was sent to both Kelly Schaible and Craig Hipple, as well as the Police Bureau at publicrecords-ppb@police.portlandoregon.gov. That document did not bounce back as undeliverable. We did not, the hearings office did not receive any notice that PPB was not going to be present. Although, in the years that I have been doing these hearings, PPB has never shown up. So I know they received notice and they are simply waiving their right to be present for the hearing. So therefore, I will move forward with this hearing in their absence. Okay, so again, the first thing that we will need to address after I get you both sworn in is ownership of the vehicle. So although I cannot see you, I do need you both to raise your right hand. You just let me know when your hand is raised.
Okay, mine's raised.
Yes.
This is raised.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say I do, Mr. Hipple.
I do.
Ms. Schaible.
I do.
Great. You can both put your hands down. All right. So the information that's available to the hearings office provides that the vehicle is neither one of you. What do you have to show that you are the vehicle owner?
I have the title and the bill of sale of the vehicle itself from the registered owner, and I couldn't report it stolen when it did get stolen because I wasn't the registered owner.
Did you not receive the notice that said this hearing was going to be bifurcated?
I didn't know. I don't understand none of that stuff, what you're saying, so I don't even understand what you're saying right now. That's
okay. Well, listen. Who created this case for you?
Kelly did.
All right, Kelly, who's getting the emails that say these are documents that were filed in this case? Was that you, Kelly? Have you been getting the documents?
Yes.
Did you upload anything? Did you see the order that said this hearing was going to be bifurcated?
I did, and I did send those to Craig.
I don't know how to do this stuff.
So listen, hold on. So I understand you sent them to him. So these documents were sent to both of you, to both of your email addresses.
Sure.
Let me tell you the email address I have, and you two, each of you, can tell me if this is your email address. So, for example, the hearing notice was sent to Kelly Schaible at schaibelek@gmail.com. Is that your email address, Kelly?
Yes.
Okay. Craig Hipple, is your email address craighipple772@gmail.com?
Yes, it is.
All right. So that means both of you have been receiving notice of all of the documents that have been uploaded into this case, including the order that says this hearing was going to be bifurcated. Did you submit that title? What does that mean?
What does bifurcated mean? I don't understand that.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what it means. It means the hearing is going to be split into two parts. Okay. Bifurcated means to, like, split into two. So normally we have, when I have a tow appeal hearing, if ownership is already clearly established from the documents that the party uploads, then I can just go straight into the substance of the tow, whether the tow is validly authorized or not. However, in your case, the vehicle ownership is not clear because it wasn't you. You're telling me you're the owner, but when the records that the hearings office has available shows a different name. So when I say that the hearing is going to be bifurcated, I'm saying that the hearing is going to be split. Like, first, I'm just going to address vehicle ownership because the code says that only the vehicle owner or one who has a financial interest can request the tow appeal hearing. And once we cross that hurdle as to who is the vehicle owner, then we can address the substance of the tow and address the validity of the tow. So the notice that you received, the hearing notice, that the hearing was going to be bifurcated, that's Exhibit 7. That was sent to you both at your email address that I just mentioned to you.
Right.
And it says that, I'll tell you what it says. It says, in appellant, I'm going to read the whole thing to you because apparently neither one of you read this. In appellant's tow hearing request form, they indicate that they are not the owner of the vehicle. Therefore, the hearings officer shall bifurcate, break into two parts, the hearing. The first part of the hearing will be dedicated to allowing appellant an opportunity to present evidence in support of their position that they are the owner or have a financial interest in the vehicle. If the hearings officer finds the appellant has met this burden, then the hearing will move into the second part, analyzing the validity of the tow. The order states, the appellant shall upload to the case management system any documents which establish vehicle ownership, financial interest in the vehicle. And it sounds like what you were saying to me now, Craig, is that you did not upload those documents.
I didn't know. That's why I had Kelly do it, because I don't know. I'm not really computer savvy, so I have really a hard time doing these kind of things. But now that I understand it now, is it possible I could get another a different hearing date so I could get this done?
No.
Because I can't really afford to lose this truck. I mean, this is all I have. I'm homeless.
Well, listen, let me tell you something.
And it was stolen from me.
I believe you. I believe you. I'm not saying I disbelieve you. I believe you. But you were supposed to upload these documents. And I understand if you're saying to me that you're not like a whiz with the computer. You don't really need to be a whiz. And it sounds like that's why you had asked Kelly to help. But you don't need to be a whiz with the computer, but you do need to read the things that we upload, because that was where the information was. You don't get another opportunity for a hearing. You were supposed to upload the any documents that show that you are the vehicle owner. You can't upload it now because it's too late. We're already at the hearing. I can give you the clerk's email address, and you can send it to the clerk, a picture of what it is you have right now. But if you don't do that, the hearing will still move forward. I don't give you another opportunity because this is the time.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah, she's doing it from my phone right now.
So here's what you need to do, Kelly. You needed to email the hearing. You need to email the hearings office clerk the title, the bill of sale, whatever you have that shows that one of you is the vehicle owner. I don't know. I don't even care which one of you, but somebody, one of you here needs to email that to the clerk. The clerk's email address is hearingsofficeclerks, with an S, all one word, hearingsofficeclerks@portlandoregon.gov.
Okay. Yeah, she's got that. She's doing it now from the other, from the, her, or my other, my phone. 1569. Yeah, this has been so complicated for me. I just, like, it really bums me out because I couldn't report the truck stolen, which really sucks. I mean, and then it was involved in a crime, I guess, from my understanding. And, man.
You know, in all actuality, you know, let's just say that you provide me evidence that you are the vehicle owner. You still have some bigger challenges, because if the vehicle was stolen, the code already says that if your vehicle is stolen, you're responsible, even if it's stolen. And if it was involved in a crime, it's probably being held for evidence. So it would have to be released from evidence for you to be able to get the car anyway. So you've got a couple other hurdles to deal with, just so you know.
Right.
I'm not saying it's insurmountable. I just want you to be fully informed that step one, this hearing won't this is just one step of several.
Right. Well, even when once a vehicle is stolen, I mean, do they, like, were they able to report it stolen and they recovered it? Would I still get charged to get it out? I mean,
I don't know.
Because I was told they don't charge you to get it out. They actually call, they reach out to you to let you know that your vehicle has been recovered, unless it's a total loss, you know, like if it was totaled out or whatever. Or at least I want to get what I had in the truck, if it's still available, to be able to get that. I don't know how to get it, but I don't really can't afford to lose it because I live in it. And that's what I'm having a hard time with right now.
Ms. Schaeble, did you email those documents?
Who's doing that right now, actually? She's taking pictures and uploading them. She's getting pictures of them right now.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go off the record, and I'm going to come back because it's going to take some time to upload those documents and for the clerk to convert them, so that way we can put them in the file. So okay. I'm going to go off the record, and when they are converted, which I imagine, I don't have a lot of time because I have another hearing right after this one.
Okay. Yeah, she's uploading them right now.
Yes.
She's on doing the upload.
I guess I can't really convey how much you really needed to have this done in advance. That's unfortunately, that's not an excuse for, you know what I mean?
I don't know anything about this stuff, so I mean, I'm just not.
I get you. And that's why you had somebody that was helping you.
Yeah.
Okay, can we go off the record?
Yeah, do I have to hold on right now?
Yes, you do.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Hearing officer, we still haven't received them yet.
They haven't received them yet. They're waiting for them.
On the record.
Okay, so I've received a couple of documents. I see a part of the title. This says I'm not really sure. This says Alan John Angie.
Where's that at?
I don't know what y'all sent, but I'm not sure if this even shows what you intended it to show. I don't know whose signature this is. E something?
Irvin Robert Strickland.
Well, that's neither one of you.
I understand that.
Was that helpful?
When I bought the vehicle, from according to DMV, is all they're required is a bill of sale and a title that's signed, and that's it. But I haven't had the money to actually transfer any of it into my name, because, and at the same time, it was already stolen from me at that point. After I had gotten the vehicle, it was stolen. So then, and they wouldn't let me report it, and then this happened. So I didn't know if the vehicle was even going to be a total loss at this point, or
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay, so
if
here's
to
what.
Add any more money to it, it wouldn't help. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's bad enough I'm not living anywhere. So, and I lived in that truck. So.
Okay, so here's what I'm here. I've received the documents you've sent. There are four or five. I see a bill of sale. Oh wait, this is the first thing I'm looking at is the title. It was signed by Eric somebody. The other document that I see is also, I think this is part of the title. Yes. Also signed, it says the owner's, seller's printed name, Irwin Strickland. The other document is the back of the title, Irwin Strickland. And this title dated 2/4/25, but there is nothing that shows that Craig Hipple is the owner. I don't have a bill of sale that shows that it was transferred from former owner to Craig Hipple. That's the piece that I was missing. That's the piece that you needed to be uploading, and that's the piece that's still missing. I have everything that shows that Eric Strickland or Irwin Strickland, I don't even know, maybe sold the vehicle, but I don't have anybody's name who it was sold to. And so I still don't know who is the vehicle owner. There is nothing that shows that you purchased it. There is nothing with your name that shows you purchased it from anybody. Okay, so what that means is I have not been provided any evidence sufficient to establish vehicle ownership or that you have a financial interest in the vehicle. Without that evidence, that means I cannot even move forward about the validity of the tow and whether it's proper or improper, because you haven't provided me with the proper evidence. So that means you don't get a hearing. What happens next is I will write an order. That order will be sent to you saying that your request for a hearing is denied. You could probably subsequently resubmit if you get the right evidence. But at this point, you haven't provided it. So that means your request for a hearing is denied. I will provide an order that will be sent to you. It would also provide your appeal rights. And I'm going to conclude this hearing because there's really nothing else for us to do today.
So I could do another hearing, you said? Like if I submit what I need, what exactly do I need?
It will explain to you in the order how to move forward, how to appeal. Yes, you could probably resubmit. You only get one hearing. The owner gets one hearing. At this point, there is no owner. So there's
no
hearing. We haven't even had a hearing, okay?
Oh, thank you.
So thank you for being here. Thank you for attempting. Also read documents in the future. Read the things that we send you. We send these things to you for a reason. It's not just because we've got time to kill. We're trying to provide you information to help you through the process.
And I understand that, but I'm not literally.
But you have to read it, though. You have to read it. Okay? Or Kelly has to read it to you so that way you understand. Somebody has to read it. So thank you for being here today, but I'm going to conclude this hearing and we're going to go off the record.
Okay,
thank you.
You.